enough to hold it back. With Sodom and Gomorrah, it took 10 men. 10 righteous men could have, God would have, he wouldn't have judged that nation. And this is why when men see men being righteous, they come to the Lord. Most people want what's right. But when the wicked take over and people do nothing about it, and people are afraid to do something about it, and they join them, and then they become leaven, and then they're trapped by it. And then the whole thing has to be destroyed. That's how it is. There was no light. There was no light in Sodom and Gomorrah. There was only one righteous man. And the angels led out that righteous man, his wife, and his two daughters. And his wife looked back. Because culture is strong. When you're raised in a place, it's hard to not be like what's around you. It takes a deep love of God to break through it. She had broken through it, but she looked back and turned, and she died. Turned to a pillar of salt. When God does judgment, you're not supposed to see it. Now, when the Lord comes back and when he starts judging, when it gets to the point that he's going to judge the wicked, then he's going to move his people out of it. He said, I'm not moving you out of the path of the Antichrist. He said, I'm moving you out of my way. When he said that to me, he was talking about the church. He's going to move the church out of his way so he can do judgment, so he can do the vile judgments. Now, but nations fall because they grow into wickedness. And the mindset of the people, they went godless. They're corrupt in their ways. And it has, and Jesus don't want the judgment to happen. He don't want you to be miserable. He don't want you to, but you got to get out of sin or he can't help you. Because you don't let him help you. Jesus can't help you unless you let him help you. He did everything for you, but you got to receive what he did. Everybody has that. Some people try to go around Jesus. Even some Christians, they know what the words say, but they do the opposite. Who are they going around? Think about it. Peter wrote verse Peter, and it tells you how to secure your family by loving people just like Jesus loved you. Loving the people in your own house, which is reasonable. And people try not to do that. And then they think their life is going to go right. It takes the doing the word of God. You have to receive what Jesus say for it to benefit you. When you study the word, are you really doing the things that Jesus said do? Are you plugging in to the scriptures? Are you receiving it in your heart? And conducting your life by the word in faith? Or do you do something else? Are you destroying the compromise that have cropped up? These are things you got to deal with. And if you deal with it, it'll work. If you do the word of God, it works. Nothing's wrong with the word of God. The Lord warned people. He rose up. He had prophets to warn people before all this happened. Okay. As time went forward, they ended up going into Assyrian captivity. And his people were captured by the king of Assyria, who was boastful. He said, verse 15, shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith, or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it, as if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood? Therefore shall the Lord of hosts send among his fat ones leanness. And under his glory he shall kindle a burning fire, burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. Alright, look at 16. Therefore shall the Lord of hosts send among his fat ones. He's got fortified soldiers. They're strong and fat. He shall send them leanness. See, they're going to... The people that make themselves a judge will be judged as well. And under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day, and shall consume the glory of his forest and his fruitful field, both soul and body, and they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth. They're not going to have hope in that nation. And the rest of his trees shall, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few that a child might write them. It's just like what happened to the Nazis. Eventually they took Berlin and they got scattered about. What's going to happen to the Antichrist? He's going to be thrown in hell alive with his boasting and his soldiers. And his army, his Armageddon army that come to kill Jesus, that can't be killed, they're going to be thrown into the fire. They're going to die. It's going to take several months to bury them. Verse 19, the rest of his trees of his fire shall be few that a child might write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. In truth, the remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of the land. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwell in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with the rod, and shall lift up his staff against thee after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and their indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction. See, when the dead are gone, then those that are alive, God can resurrect, he can bring them forward. Verse 26, and the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb, and as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. He has come to Aiath. He has passed to Migron. At Michmash he hath laid up his carriages. Okay, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Eventually, people that rise up in righteousness, a new standard will come up, and the wicked will always be judged. Okay, verse 28. He has come to Aiath, he has passed to Migron, and at Michmash he hath laid up his carriages. They are gone over the passage, they have taken up their lodging at Geba. Ramah is afraid, Gibeah of Saul is fled. Now he's telling them this while all this is going on. Lift up thy voice, O daughter of Galaam. Cause it to be heard unto Laish, O poor Anathoth. Madmena is removed, and the inhabitants of Gibeon gather themselves to flee. As yet shall he remain in Nob that day. He shall shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts shall lop the bow with terror, and the high ones of his stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humble. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. See, the curse causes will not come. Now watch verse chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. You see this? This is full circle here. This is, now the judgment is right. It's based on what Jesus did. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth, and with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips, shall he slay the wicked. All right. If you contrast verse 4, if you make a contrast of 11:4, and now look at chapter 10, verse 1. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievousness, which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, to take away the right of the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey. Widows of all people. Older women that can't work, they were patriots. And now they can't work, and you're going to take money from them? Come on. And that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. Really? Children that can't work yet, you're going to rob them? And what will you do in the day of visitation, when the king of Assyria come to take your behind to his camp and make a slave out of you? And what will you do in the day of visitation and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? And then the Lord said, without me they shall bow down under the prisoners. They shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Verse 4, 11 and 4. Here's Jesus. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. He went about doing good, and he taught his people to do the same thing. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, faithfulness the girdle of his reign. As he is, so am I in this world. I claim that for myself. So should we all. Now, I want to make a statement. In 1986, I think it was 86 when Henry Gruber had his first Russian vision. Then he had another one in 1990. See, the people that would listen to him and hear him out, they're the kind of people that would pray. And when the righteous people pray, things like that can be avoided. Now, Kenneth Hagin also had a dream. He saw America bombed and shelled, and the buildings were just holes. And the Lord showed him that if the gospel didn't spread, that's what would happen. Now, over the years, Henry Gruber had three Russian invasion visions. So did A.A. Abrams in the 50s. Same thing. This thing has been delayed several times because people, they actually did what's listed in verse 4. There are people who did righteousness. There are people who wanted laws to help the widows and children and people that couldn't help themselves. The prayers of the Christian people who now watch this, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. See, authority happens when there's a covenant. And there are people. You can't have a covenant without doing what he said in verse 4. And you can't do what he said in verse 4 without what Jesus did in verses 2 and 3. It takes the guidance of the Holy Spirit for a nation to survive. And there are people enough to make a difference that will do what's right because it's right, not to gain some advantage over another. This kind of love, when it's stable enough, it can secure a nation from going, that needs to go in judgment, from going in judgment yet. Because the nation that want to take it over is really worse. The king of Assyria was much worse than they were. Russia went godless before we did. And they had a lot to do with us going, you know, they worked in our government. They weaseled into our government and started turning things around. They worked through our colleges to turn people away from our moral strength. Some of the atheist college professors, the Darwinism, Darwin was an attack. He was a weapon. His thoughts was a weapon straight from Satan's heart. And the nations that love communism, that's the word I was trying to remember, communism. Communism it gives power to man and takes away power from God. It changes people's thoughts. You can't have, the wicked are wicked. They're guaranteed to be wicked. And when you're disconnected from the heart of God, then the next step you'll become wicked. You got a whole generation of people that won't touch a church. They won't even take their children to church because they listen to the college professors, and they planted them in the colleges because they wanted the people that are more professional to have the money. They wanted them to think like them and vote like them. Then they can get evil politicians in and corrupt the whole system. But there were enough people here to pray to slow this train wreck down. The curse causers will not come, but it's coming because now people have caused it. We have aborted more children in this country. 60 million, the last record I heard from accurate people. There's going to be a war. But the people that want to take us to war are worse. And if they win, it's going to be much worse. Now, World War III, a third of the people will die in the earth. And I believe it already started with COVID. That was an attack too. I'm going to include the people that died of COVID in they're the victims of that same war. Because this is a man-made viral attack. But Darwinism is the head of the era. So, to secure your life and family, you have to, if you listen to this broadcast, it shows us that the way to secure a nation is with righteousness. And we're running out of time. The Lord's going to move us out of His way because He's going to avenge the blood of the fallen. And He's going to destroy the works of darkness. And it's time for Him to come back. He can't wait another 100 years. He's got to do it now. I don't believe He can wait another 50 years. When you're looking at the time, it's got to happen. I'm not in a hurry for Jesus to come back because my life is not painful. I want to win souls while they can be won. But when He come back, I want to go with Him. That's just how it is. I'm not in a hurry, but when He come back, I want to go with Him. I want to end this misery. And I thank God that's why I thank God sincerely for every day He give us to do His will and work and live according to His word. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is soon, and He will be with us, So stay in victory. Till next time. I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.